Thursday night Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. We're learning Hilchos Matzah, Chav Zayin Adubeis, and we're in Kuf Ches, and we're up to Siv Dalet, I think. Yeah, I believe we're up to Siv Dalet. Sak. The whole baking matzah thing is so different nowadays. It's much, much better. It's like a whole different world. Like I said, a lot of things, tefillin, tzitzis, a whole different world. They went to the mill, they had the chametz sticky utensils there, they had the flour, you know, still in the air, you know, chametz sticky flour dust, it's called. They used the same sacks. Who had money to buy new sacks? A different world. Sakim kemach shenislach lech b'mayim. So nowadays you throw it out. So now I'm moving b'mokum echad, if it's in one place. Kivin shuadayin lach b'mayshin shabesh. You could hold, if you know it was confined to one particular place, so you can hold on to the place again. Empty out the sack, the other flour. Yechus b'mokum azeh b'yado. Fiorek Ashar, empty out the rest of wood. The Mishnah Berurah says you should sift the flour. When you sifted the heavier pieces that became wet, it'll stay behind. Rakzoshin is Lachlech Osir. Doesn't answer the whole big. In this Lachlech Makama Makomos, he actually lost his cane. Can't do it. Too many places became wet. As I, you still have an Eitzah. As I am a Dayan Ulach, Yiraki is a Kemach, he could sift it. If it's still wet, he could sift it. Umashanisha al Anapo, what remains on the sifter, Zeul Levat Chametz, that you'll consider Chametz. And what went through is Vashor Mutter. Vachain, same thing. Emachlach Borim and Akemach, no problem, right? I say for the flower. So what? What's the matter? You're a mufunik? You're a mufunik? I'd like to see someone buy the matzah of a factory where they saw a mouse. Where they saw a mouse. Anyway, if the achmorim make it wet. So again, you have to sift it. Avalim kvarnas yavish. If it dried already, then you have a real problem. If the wetness spread throughout the sack, and it dried, you can't sift it. Sifting won't help. So you just have to throw out the sack. You can't do anything. But you can sell it, you know. You can't do anything with your own basement.
So they're only talking about sifting it when the section of it is still wet, so you can tell.
I know the Mishnah Berurah says that you should sift it, even if part of it becomes wet, you should still sift it. So apparently the sifting does do something. The Mishnah Berurah says to sift it, even though it was in one area, confined to one area, you held it in your hand. So he says mutter. Mishnah Berurah says sift it. So apparently the sifting will do something. I guess sift to make sure there's no wet pieces behind. There's no wet particles behind. But once it dries, it doesn't help. Sifay. Now normally we have 18 minutes, right, from when it hits the water till it becomes chametz. But if it's warm, it might become chametz quicker. B'yom shetachnu sakemach, on the day that they ground the flour, you grind wheat kernels and you make flour out of them. When that happens, also lafoso, can't bake it that day. I hope they listen to this now, do they? I don't even know, I assume. Because it has a sort of a natural heat that was created when you ground it up, and we're afraid that that natural heat will speed up the chametz process. Well, yeah, I don't know, but the fridge, I don't know if they do it. I don't know. I don't know the inner workings of a matzah factory, what they do, what they don't do. That's where hand ground comes from. Hand ground doesn't have I think he had ground. Menei shol zekem b'chucham u'malak b'chucham u'zmaim. Alken yishir achar t'china cholapoch is 24 hours. Or overnight. You wait overnight even if the wheat was ground by hand. How else do you grind it? It's not by hand. In the days of a kitzer. How do you grind it? It's not by hand.
Well, whatever. By hand, or in the olden days they used to do with two grinding stones.
And the hand means what?
Nah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what it means by hand. So I buy matzah that's hand ground. What does that mean? I thought it meant they use stones and not machine. That's what I assume. It means they pound it with the hands. No way. I can't imagine.
All I know is last year before Pesach, I went up to Or HaKadosh up in the Galil, and they were working on the flour for making matzah.
Yeah.
And they were doing it by hand.
They were pounding
they
kernels?
They were pounding the kernels by hand.
Okay, I stand corrected. I never thought in a million years. I buy that kind. Because the chumrah of that is that there's less natural heat. So we're not afraid. Now, even though they wait the 24 hours anyway, I assume. Unless they put it in the refrigerator, and they don't. We need a matzo person here. My friend Rabbi Stein's not, and I rather don't know. I don't go to buy it. I wonder if they have different standards. Okay. Hasakim shebekim has to come out the sacks in which you put the flour. Use new ones. Don't use the ones with the old flour. This is where I went ballistic with the tablecloth. This is what drove me. I think I'm ballistic angry. I couldn't believe someone's going to use a tablecloth. But all the challah crumbs and everything. Oh, the cholapokas. Undo the stitching and wash it well, launder them well, lechapson heitev, bechamen hot water, beifer, that was a laundry agent, beshifshif, scrub them, chavita, bang them, kids are washed out very well, and that's what some say a commercial cleanser will do, and that's what this woman told me, a commercial, she'll give it to a commercial cleaner.
I'm sure it doesn't have any comments in the ingredients of the detergent.
I don't know if you do. Maybe not. If you clean it, I would tell them to do it more than 30 days before. Okay.